cut over to Goshen, Helen, and Bo as Jensen and Ordok are trying to do a jailbreak. This is right after you guys have left Bolin's shop.
Sweet. Okay.
And action.
The alchemist, have I had dealings with him in the past?
Maybe once or twice in like the past year. Okay. He's not really underneath, not really friends with Bolin or the syndicate. He's kind of an independent contractor for the Arcanum.
Okay, guess we'll head there then.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I make a contract? Didn't I ask someone? I recall someone saying that they could get the folio for me, which is one of my Deathly Hallows, isn't it?
Yeah, we in the black market, we had made a deal for you to get.
That's right. Yeah, but that was before I knew it was one of the Deathly Hallows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I gave it back to Ava.
Oh.
And you got parts of it from her.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it wasn't
right.
The full
yeah.
folio.
Yeah.
So I need the cloak really, but that's far away, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool.
And other pages of the folio.
Okay. Yeah, heading to the alchemist and I'm gonna go talk to him. What's his name?
I was just writing it out. Yeah. You've dealt with him a couple of times. His name is Evan Kremler.
Oh, that's disappointing. I thought you were going to pick one for Full Metal Alchemist. And I just watched it a couple days.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
But I already used Honenheim.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
So the shop is actually quite busy.
Well, I'm going to go with my old classic. Flesh-eating virus, please clear the area. Flesh-eating magic spell gone wrong.
The people are going to just go off to the sides. One or two people kind of bump into a couple of tall stands with a couple of bottles on them. Yes, Ben.
I have a question. Does Bo know that this is a flesh-eating virus, or is that the first time he's just heard that phrase?
That's probably the first time you heard that phrase.
Yeah. What's this virus? What do you mean, flesh-eating? What are you talking about, Helen?
I'll talk to you later, Bo.
Yeah, tell me all about it. Tell me all about it, all the details.
We need to talk to the alchemist and we just need to clear everybody out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you think the alchemist will know about it?
Yeah, he will.
Oh, okay.
That was the mistake.
People are bumping into the stands, a couple of glass vials are tinking against each other, you know, tink, 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 tink. But you managed to get like a straight open aisle right to the front counter. There's this tall, kind of lanky guy with like a very thick black beard.
Flesh eating virus?
No. But I need to speak with you in private. Now.
Why?
I need your help. And I don't want to cause general panic because you also, there's some other stuff that you need to know.
He's going to look at you for a moment and then kind of judge the situation. And he's just going to nod solemnly.
Back examination room, first door on your left.
All right.
Give me 5 or so minutes.
You have 2.
He's a doctor. He's got to make you wait for like a period of time. You know how this works.
And
do you have medical insurance?
What's the follow-up of that threat? You have 2 minutes until what?
I don't know. I'm turning into a rat. I
swear to God, I'll
I don't know how I should act.
What is Goshen doing?
Watching at the moment and kind of like, I don't know. I'm covering my mouth with parts of my cloth to make it look like I'm trying not to get infected and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I'm just kind of going along with it for the moment. I want to see how this plays out.
So you head to, you see that there's this, you know, smallish room. There's like a bed in there, a cot, a couple of chairs, a nice little writing desk. After not even a minute or so, he's going to come in behind you. Is everyone in the room with Helen?
Oh, yeah.
I would assume, yeah.
Bo.
Oh yeah, I definitely followed.
All right, what can I help you with?
I'm turning into a rat via some kind of serum, and I need you to fix me. Also, that same serum has poisoned the water of the city. It's going to turn everybody who drinks it into an infected rat folk and make a controlled army by magic means through the Syndicate and the Religion of Thalm. So, we need your help to reverse the rat folk serum and so that we can save the city. And me. Mostly me. But also the city.
All right.
Unless you're working for the Piper, then I'll fucking kill you.
No.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning, Helen.
What do you mean?
Tell us more about this virus.
Later, Bo.
So, you've been infected with basically a longer-lasting lycanthropy.
Yes.
He's kind of going to look at Bo and look at Goshen.
That seems you're already in a menagerie, but all right.
My grandmother was a were-monkey, I'll have you know.
Am I wearing the mask still?
You're always wearing the mask.
Oh, right, okay.
Or I will... Do you have any of the serum that you were injected with? Given, yeah. Bitten by...
I'm going to hand him the second-to-last vial.
He's kind of going to unstop her and give it a couple of sniffs.
Pungent, rather. It's. You said this was going to be mixed in with the water system.
Yes.
So it's concentrated.
He's going to go over to his desk. He's got like a whole bunch of implements set up. He's got a little dropper. Taking like one drop and putting it into like a large flask of water and just slowly stirring it. You can see it's going to change colors a little bit from like just the clear the liquid to like a dirtyish gray.
That looks healthy.
No, very much so. It will take some time, but I believe I can concoct an antidote.
How much time?
That honestly depends on how much money you have.
I could maybe speed it up and help you if you like. I'm quite good at mixing medicines and potions.
Thank you, my dear goat man. But no.
Are you sure?
Oh, quite, yes.
Okay.
Consider it all paid for by the Arcanum.
Do you have proof of this?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes. No. Yeah. Where did she give us walkie-talkies? Or the sending?
No.
No, she didn't. Fuck. All right.
We did have a sending stone.
I thought we did. In any case,
and I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't have it in my. I'm gonna give him my 273 gold that I have with me. Consider this a down payment as fast as you can before I turn into a fucking rat folk. I would like that not to happen.
Give me, I say, come back in probably 8 hours. The shop will be closed, but knock on the back door.
Will you be able to reverse the effects?
I should be able to. Like I said, it will take some time. This is a concentrated dose, so I have to make sure that the ratios are correct.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll see you. Did you guys need anything?
No, just, you know, King, not die.
That's right. King. Mm. All right.
I have a question.
Yes.
Oh. It's more for Helen, actually.
Yeah.
Why are you turning into a rat, Helen?
Well, because down when we were in the sewers and we were fighting those rats,
yeah,
they stabbed me with the poison the thing that turns me in, whatever the Piper was using to turn people into rats.
Oh, I see.
And so I got infected. And so did you, but then you died.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I wouldn't say fine.
I take it you don't want to be a rat.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I mean, why?
Because then I'd be under the Piper's control.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem, eh?
Yeah.
How much, how much antidote do you...
I mean...
Ironclad worth?
All right, second question. Can I have some of your blood?
Yeah, I'll slit my wrists. I want to make sure you have a good... I want to make sure you have a good sample size.
By the gold. He's going to go over and grab a flask and just... this was... Wrap it. This is more than enough.
Okay.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Let's see. I have a zero, so...
Called it.
So, you cut a little deep.
Yeah.
And quite a little more blood than you anticipated came out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, he's got quite a bit of your blood in this flask. You're a little out of sorts.
I'm fine. I'm fine. You're fine.
Right.
You might want to rest for a bit now.
There's no time to rest.
You just slit your wrist quite a bit.
Well,
I'm here. Take this. He's gonna reach in his pocket and pull out just like a weird herb. It's not quite one you actually seen before. Gnaw on this for a bit, and it should help.
We're in the arcane district. There's not a. I'm gonna kind of kick the door open. Are any of you guys wizards, clerics, or healers by any means? I need a spell.
One guy's kind of going to raise his hand in the back.
I am.
Cure wounds now.
I don't know that one.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm only a first year.
Useless. You know any healing spells?
No. They don't teach us that until our third year.
Wow. That school sucks.
They don't teach wizards that at all. Wizards don't know healing spells.
Well, I guess I'm going to gnaw on this fucking plant in a world of magic and healing. Oh.
Hey, resources, man. Resources.
Alright. Don't be angry. You did this to yourself.
I know. That's why I'm angry.
Well, if you remember, a lot of wizards have been confined to the Arcanum.
Yeah, that's true. Alright. This is my...
Everyone here looks to be of common birth.
Can I still walk?
A little woozily, but yeah.
Okay, right.
This herb, you feel like a jolt of adrenaline. Your heart's beating a little faster. Did you wrap your wrist at all?
I would assume so.
I have to verify this with you.
Yeah. Oh, shit, good. Fantastic. I got you, fam. That's a 4-on medicine check, something that I'm fairly good at, but not today.
So you've got... you rolled a 1.
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
So you got this like cloth wrapped around you, but it's a little loose, so it's kind of going up and down your forearm, and it's already completely red.
Okay, right. Well, I'm gonna wrap myself for what's gonna say. I guess I'll roll medicine.
Yeah, just in giggles.
All right, 18.
Oh yeah, you managed to tighten it a little. You like grab it with your teeth and pull.
All right, let's get to the king before we all die for various reasons.
Team Animorph, roll out.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Hey, Bo, do you have any healing spells?
I was going to ask John that. I'm not actually sure. Do I, John?
No, you have anything, but you have more of like death and destruction spells.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Like you could pull the blood from him. You can't really heal him.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, maybe. Come over here, let me have a look.
Okay.
Oh, the last time you tried to heal someone, we raised zombies.
So you're bleeding from your wrist?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, just take your wrist, and I'm gonna put my hand in my pocket and pull out a like a handful of herbs and stuff, and I'm going to just kind of in my palm, just slap them onto your wrist where you're bleeding, just rub them all around, and like rub it all in, and then I'm going to make sure that when I sort of pick it away, I pick them all back, so I've got all the herbs again. And I'm going to put them in my pocket.
Oh,
and I'm going to say,
crafty bitch.
There you go. That might make you feel better. It's a herby delight.
I just gave Bo my blood. All right. Let's go to the king.
Good
idea. Because there's three or four ways that I'm going to die. And it's added to that list.
In the next, like, 2 minutes, I think.
So, are you leading the way, Helen?
I mean, no. I'm going to grab onto Goshen's tail.
Do you feel better?
For balance. No. Kind of.
Maybe give it 5 minutes. It will make you feel better, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to go back to the game shop or Lush or whatever. So.
You got to pick one. Goshen only knows where one of those is.
Well, go where Goshen knows.
I know where Lush is. So I guess that's where I'm going.
Let's head there.
So it takes you guys a little longer than it normally does to get the Lush. And the bouncers aren't all that happy to see you, Goshen.
Ah, shit. What'd I do?
So much that they actually, when you guys approach, they kind of grab you and pull you into Lush. Fitz behind the bar is kind of looking at you, shaking his head and going back to wiping down the bar. It's still early in the afternoon. And they take you immediately upstairs.
What did you do?
I don't know.
You pissed someone off.
Apparently.
They kind of not so graciously toss you into a booth. There's one floor above where you guys normally meet Dagger. Yes, Wood Elf. You've seen her maybe once or twice around Lush. You know her as Madam.
Oh. What'd you do?
I don't know.
What? How'd you piss off Madam? I'm gonna bow.
I'm gonna steady him as he almost falls over.
At least one of you have some part of the calm.
I curtsy. It's all new to me, man.
Do you know why you're here, Goshen?
No.
What was it, 3-4 nights ago, before you and your group went into the sewers on Dagger's orders? I believe you spent the night with Bridget?
Yes.
You were the last one to see her alive.
She's dead?
As far as we know.
What do you mean, as far as you know? Do you know or don't you?
No one has seen her since she left your rooms.
I didn't even see her leave the room. She left before I awoke.
It's not often one of our own goes missing, let alone under my roof.
I'm a traveler from the Southern Kingdom, and my only friends are sitting at this table or at a church. I don't have contacts. And I work for you.
But you have no information.
I'm a fugitive. I can tell you where not to go.
She's kind of going to look you up and down and notice on your forearm the... It's not quite a branding, but you can kind of see the slight movement of markings on you from Bolin.
It's not a good sign when you have one of those.
I never said I was a smart fugitive. I need to speak with the king. I'll hold my hand up.
Then, what exactly for?
Bolin, he has a proposition for the king. Something that he claims will make them both infinitely more wealthy. And all he wants is for me to tell him that. So I can get this off. And find Bridget now, I guess.
It's been... 3-4 days. If she was gone for, say, 6, I'd even say she was dead. No body's been recovered. where she lived is completely empty.
Maybe she didn't like working at a brothel.
You of all people, Helen, know how respectable we are here.
Yeah, but you still get paid money to get fucked. It's not necessarily a high-end lifestyle, you know? Maybe she grew some self-respect.
Better than many people around here. And she's looking pointedly at you.
There's a mirror on the wall behind me, bitch. Look up.
She's just gonna have like a wine glass mid-sip.
He's lost a lot of blood, please.
He's always lost a lot of blood.
You're not wrong.
Where's the king? I'm dying. I don't have time for semantics. I need the king. We need him now.
He's being melodramatic. He's not actually dying. He's just turning into a rat.
I'm dying.
Goshen's dying.
Hang on a minute.
We have timeline.
Edris.
Goshen, are you really dying? I've missed a lot here. I've been locked away.
I have, like, 4 hours left before this kills me. Yes.
Oh, blimey.
Helen Edris.
Yes, ma'am.
Once you leave this establishment, if you ever return, you'll be shot on sight. Do you understand me?
Well.
You no longer deserve our protection of Lush.
Was that all it took? Yes.
Oh, believe me. This is one in a laundry list of items. I have been patient. My girls and gentlemen have been patient as well.
Arch an eyebrow.
But your kind is less than welcomed here.
Is there, do I have like, is, I guess the, I mean, there's a brand, but is there any symbology of the syndicate or anything like that that I'm wearing that I could take off?
No, just pretty much the brand. She's not exactly, she's not kicking you out of the syndicate. She's not letting you use Lush the safe house any longer.
That's fine. That's all fine. Life-changing moments, self-respect for myself, and kind of changing the views of, it's probably for the best. I wish you all the luck in the world in your selling of human flesh.
One that you've taken part of numerous times.
I'm going to put my hand up and kind of like, us. Just.
Yes.
Does that count for all of us?
No, just Helen. As far as I know, the king is at the shop.
Okay.
Go, and Helen, I don't want to see your face here any longer.
Yeah, I got that message. When you first said it, and the second time you said it.
And as for you, Goshen, I suggest you start looking around, seeing if you can find her. Because if we don't discover where she is or what happened to her, it is well known who she worked for. This is not only an attack against me nor Lush, but also the Syndicate. If one of our own under our protection goes missing or dead, let's just say it's not easy to save face after that.
I'm going to lean over to Goshen. Idle threats, bro. Don't worry about it.
She's going to roll me a dexterity check, Helen.
All
right. Wine or dagger? That's the question.
That's fine.
Both.
21.
I'm sorry. Disadvantage.
Okay.
So roll it again. I forgot that you had lost some blood.
19.
So, before you realize it, you hear a bong and a small little crossbow bolt lodges itself in your forearm.
Now go, all of you.
God, I want to do something so bad, but I'm sorry being a dick. All right, we have someone to talk to.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Are you, like, poisoned with something else now? Do you have two poisons coursing through your system?
Oh, they're gonna fight.
They counteract each other. They cancel
it's
it
like
out.
It's like the,
Mr.
Shit.
Burns.
Yeah.
You have every disease. They seem to just be fighting each other.
You know the rat ogre from Warhammer Vermintide?
Yeah.
That's what you're on the way to becoming now.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Burn this place to the fucking ground.
Huh?
What? Let's go talk to the king.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So as you guys leave Lush, everyone is shooting you glances. All the girls are looking at Goshen, while all the staff, bouncers, and even Fitz is looking at Helen. And as you guys leave, you can just hear the squeaky voice in the background. Send your money for Jensen. You owe me a tab.
I'm going to pull the crossbow bolt out of my arm and toss it on the bar. That's your fucking tab, you weird little gnome. I'm going to get out of there.
Yeah, getting out of there is a good idea. I'm going to do that too.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with. Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap. You do? Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again. Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man. Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice.
There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower.
A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the US. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing too. And it tastes good. Mmm. You probably shouldn't eat the... Never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/doordice or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
So you guys are heading to the game shop?
I guess yeah.
So. Hank is there as always. And he's just going to look at Helen, shaking his head.
First Jensen, now you. What can I do for you?
Actually, it's me. I would like to speak with the king on behalf of Bolin so I don't die.
All right.
And I hold up the snake thing.
Oh, that is a fancy brand. Helen, show me yours.
I pull it out and then show him my brand.
What I hear, you all have 5 minutes. Make it quick.
And he's going to open the door.
Thanks,
the place is very lightly lit. I mean, just one or two candles and sconces at the walls. And at a far table, the king is just sitting there, his hands kind of stooped.
Helen, Helen. And I believe Goshen, was it?
Indeed.
And Teoboa.
Hello.
I have heard much about you. What can I do for all of you?
What have you heard about me?
Rising from the dead is no small feat.
Oh, yeah, apparently that happened. It's mental, isn't it?
Quiet. What can I do for you, fine gentlemen?
Weird. Okay, so, Bullen, I'm here on behalf of Bullen. He wanted me to tell you that he has a plan that will make you both infinitely more wealthy. It has something to do with the purple crystal I sold him from my friends, deceased friends, magical focus, and now I've told you, and I don't know how to get this off, and I don't want to die.
You're going to see that it's slowly going to start fading as it encircles your wrist.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that is quite a bit of interesting news. Thank you for the information. And yes, I believe Bolin is right. Anything else, or was that it?
That's all for me. I don't know.
Helen?
Yes.
Word travels fast. Why did you piss off, madam?
Well, Mr. King, I don't see myself... Well, let's just say, you know, the outlook on my survival looks grim at this point. Anyway, so I figure might as well just be myself and say insulting things to piss people off like I normally do. Because it won't matter here in about, a day or so. So, you know, living my best life.
Ah, yes, your rat incident.
Yeah, that one. Wait, how'd you know?
My dear boy, there's not much that happens in this city without me knowing. Surely you knew that, bud.
Yeah, I just figured you're most of the time blowing smoke up everybody's ass to make yourself look better, but I guess not.
Oh, Helen. If it wasn't for Jensen, you'd be dead by now.
Don't I know it.
Go. We're done here.
I mean, do you have an antidote, potentially, since you know everything? Could you help me out? Help your brother out?
What would you give me for?
I don't know. More than my lifelong servitude that I already have with you? I don't know what more you want there, boss.
Why don't you give me what you have left? Whatever vials you have.
I kind of have a job there to do.
I know. Are you going to do it or not?
I mean, I was planning on it because I don't want to be a rat folk. So, unless you have an antidote to where I don't have to. Because the Piper guy is kind of a dick.
Oh, I'm quite aware of how much of a dick he is.
No, you're inferring that you know the Piper and you also have an antidote to give me or trade.
Yes. You pick up quickly, I'm surprised.
This is unfortunate. How many people are in this room, John?
You, Goshen, Bo, and the King.
Goshen, run!
Guys.
Run, Goshen, run.
Can I ask a question?
Please do. Yeah, break that tension, please.
What do you want with this vial, King? Sir? Ma'am?
Well, if Alan won't complete the mission he was given, I will find another to complete it for him.
I could help.
Ensure that he completes the mission, and I will consider it that you're helping.
Basically, I just want some of this blood.
That's unsettling.
And I don't think Helen's going to give it to me.
I'm gonna bend down the bow. If you help me out, I'll give you more than I gave that doctor friend back there.
Are you telling the truth, Helen? Because to be honest, I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know if I can really trust you. You always strike these bargains and then you always basically screw me over.
I do. But I have nothing to lose here, Bo.
I mean, I'm just trying to learn. I don't want anything for it.
You know what?
It just
how about this?
Intellectual curiosity, really.
If this all goes south, I'm going to be dead in a day anyway. You can have whatever's left.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll help whoever, really. I'd rather help you guys because I know you guys. This king, he looks a bit dodgy.
I'm gonna wink. And, like, I'm going to put my hand on my quiver and give him a wink.
Ah, shit.
What are we supposed to be killing?
I feel like this is one of those things that I shouldn't do. Okay, like, I need to step out of game real quick, get everybody's opinion.
No metagaming.
Not metagaming, but, like, our main goal here is to stop this, correct?
No, it's like, stop to keep the original party members alive.
No. Yeah. But, like, the main goal to save Ironclad is to stop the Piper and his plans and reverse everything in the Red Death, right? That's, like, the main goal here.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean attacking the king who's better equipped than you are while you're half dead with half of the team.
You know, I don't know that he's better equipped. If we do a full frontal just, like, right now, we might be able to
get are not rated for male nudity.
And even if you do something to the king, the Piper would do it on his own anyways. And there's already somebody out there putting three other vials in three different vials.
That's true.
I mean, I don't really care. I'm up for whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about this fucking city, so.
Yeah.
I'm more or less at this point, because I don't really still know what's going on, right? Because I've been locked away and no one's really super filled me in. So I'm just kind of coasting around following you guys. So if you make a move, I think Bo will probably just go with it.
I don't want to kill Goshen.
Fuck it, go for it. If you think that's what your character would do.
Well, regardless, like I could justify it with Helen because I have a skewed sense of reality, but I don't know that it would make game sense to do that right now.
It's fine. Goshen can run 150 feet in a turn, so he'll get away.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I mean, if you put it that way,
like, I'll be cool.
Which means it's just you facing the game.
Yeah, like, if I don't do anything,
probably
Bo. I don't know.
I say I will follow you, but also, he doesn't have a super great allegiance to Helen because Helen's fucked him over, like, Bo over several times.
Yeah, he likes Goshen way more than he likes Helen.
Yeah, yeah. I'd more likely do what Bo, like, basically follow probably Goshen than Helen. When it came, if there was like a decision
Goshen over any of us,
like I'll go along with what Helen does because you're like the people that I've been hanging around with. But then if Goshen changed his mind or ran off, I'd probably follow Goshen.
But okay, on the flip side, what if this works and the king were to be killed in this interaction? That would like take down the syndicate, which is what we're trying to do, right?
I mean, the thing is I don't really know any of that stuff, so I don't really care or know.
Oh. Also, like, killing the king isn't going to take down the syndicate.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's not how that works.
Throw it in jail for a minute.
For like 4 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, 4 seconds.
All I know is, Trent, if you're going to do this, you got to be dramatic about it, and you better fucking use that poison
just
for the irony.
Yeah, I'm just itching for a fight, I think that's all. We need to get into some kind of scrape, a big one. Okay, yeah, I guess, like, I need to find Jensen, and so we're gonna leave.
And that's it, Ellen. Walk away like you normally do.
Why are you doing this? Okay, everybody, this John did this. Did you see? Everybody heard that, right? He wants me to do this. He knows how I play. I'm not going to turn. You know what? I'm going to hold my resolve. I'm not going to turn around or say anything. I'm just going to keep walking because I'm a better man than you.
All right, as you guys turn to leave, you're just going to hear him just small laughter in the background.
Yeah, that was too much. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
19. Fuck. 29 to hit him. Magic arrow, sneak attack. Fuck that guy!
It just went down.
Give me a second. Give me a second. Was not expecting this so soon.
You did that. What do you mean? You were goading me on. You had to have expected this, John.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Fantasy Dungeon 9000 is a 25-year-old living and growing world. Now, 2 years as a podcast, we use rules from all editions of D&D and some from other D20 systems. Join as two groups brave this old world in which years of previous adventures have plundered and enjoyed locking away powerful evils. And now, after four ages, those very evils are breaking free. How will the current groups deal with this plight? Will they be able to deal with the things they've unleashed? Hunt us down monthly, wherever you can summon a podcast.